It's funny how it gradually got quiet. That was pretty funny.
I think Jeff wanted to make a few now. Guys, a couple things. If you don't have tickets for Hendrix tomorrow and you want to make a very compelling argument to me, I have just a little bit of room on that one, so.
Right here, Jeff.
Wait a minute, let's start an auction.
So we might be able to fit you in that, so get with me. Guys, the other thing is, I want to thank you so much for each and every one of you being here tonight and for buying the tickets and all that. That's what makes this all possible. And this doesn't happen all over the place. Chris doesn't play these kind of shows 200 times a year or anything. And to that point, how many people in here are not from Missouri?
No.
Right on, that's amazing. And you know what my intention was? I was going to go around the room and say who drove more than 500 miles, who paid more than 1,000.
Chris.
Well, you know what? Yoshi had to beat all of us from Japan. Guys, I want to introduce everybody. We got Yoshi on bass. We got Brandon on drums. I've been seeing Brandon since the kitchen pass like 22 years ago or something. So, and I think you guys have heard of Chris DeWart too.
Oh, yeah.
So guys, let's make him feel welcome. Guys, while we're waiting, I went down to Fred and Red's the other day. You're local, you know where that's at. And I got there 4 hours early waiting in line, and through that experience, I got some pretty good chili, but I also met our sound man for tonight.
No, I deserve no applause for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to Selena because it's her birthday tonight.
Oh,
happy birthday, Selena. Soundverse and trick in the book. We'll play all the songs off Texas Sugar tonight. That's like the album I can still play every single song off of. And I got crazy with production and stuff, and I couldn't play all the songs. I'm trying to flex my artistic muscle, because so they say. But sometimes it's just masturbatory.
Is that even appropriate? Even appropriate to say. No. Yes.
Your own.
There's another song on Big Sugar and Big Leg Woman.
Thank you.
there's something on in there.
Thank you.
still searching in that song. Texas sugar?
Counting them down. Let's go by one by one.
It's called What Can I Do? You're gonna feel song was written when I was having marital problems in my first marriage. TMI, I'm not sure, but such my beginning stages of songwriting and stuff, you know, especially with lyrics and stuff, the content. So really, all you can draw from is personal experience at that moment.
Thank you.
one off the newest CD, Fan Club CD. So it's called Try Your Love on Me.
Thank you. You're doing good.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
except one.
Drive himself.
Which one?
Drive himself.
Which one did I not think?
Which one? Oh, driving south. Sugar husband. You know, driving south. We'll come this weekend. We got lots of time, lots of songs to play. Maybe drag some really, really old ones out of the closet.
Thank you.
Next year, booked Chris for December. December 2nd and 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a Saturday night and that's a Sunday night.
Yes!
So make your plans for coming.
All right.
Because some of you may know who it is, but I'm working on a very special guest for that weekend, too, that we're hopefully going to add to that show.
Tell everybody.
You won't tell anybody, I think there's a good chance that we're going to have Ian Moore here.
Thank you.
Symptom of the universe.
You know, if I can remember all those words in there. Actually, did that song. I went over to Japan and we just wanted to do like these cover bands, and that was one of the songs I picked. I said, we gotta play this. And the drummer was playing the exact fills. It's pretty good. Taizo-san, let's go.
Thank you.
can play one more and get on out of here.
Thank you. you chose no limits. You force a like a metal bar. Put your heart is like an ocean. This dude is this thing dark. One more cup of coffee before I go.
my God!